Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Halloween, Monday, October 31st, 2011. We're beginning at 1:30 a.m. and we will begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise with me, please.
The judge said it was 1:30 a.m., huh, Judge?
P.M.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you as a humble servants. We come before you asking that you put your divine wisdom upon us. We come before you asking that you put not only on us, each and every elected official and leader in our county. We ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away fighting war for our country. Lord, we ask that you just keep us, hold us in your darling, darling, strong, loving arms. Lord, we ask these and blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in our pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to take a few items out of order today. We're going to move over to county commissioners, and item F is to receive a presentation regarding the donation of $1,250,000 to Jefferson County from Golden Pass LNG and Sempra Energy for the Keith Lake Fish Pass Saltwater Restrictor Mitigation Project. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And today we have, I see Mr. Jim Sutherland with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Mr. Marvin Ivey and Mr. Millie Neath, and Mr. Tom Berger with Golden Pass LNG. Would y'all like to come forward? I'm familiar with the project, but for those of you who may not know, I believe it was in 1977, there was a fish pass that was cut from the Sabine Nature's Waterway into the Keith Lake chain of lakes that feeds over into Johnson's Lake and Knight Lake and Salt Lake and Salt Bayou and everything else. And the problem is it's eroded out. More and more salt water is entered as estuaries and is inhibiting the natural vegetative growth and increasing the salinity in the area. That marshy area, which comprises about 62,000 acres of land south of the Intercoastal Canal, is in Jefferson County, is extremely important as a nursery area for fish and shrimp and important to waterfowl, and extremely important as a buffer against hurricane storm surges. So we're certainly interested in protecting it, and very fortunately we have Mr. Ivey and Mr. Milne that are here today along with Golden Pass to present a check to the county to assist with that baffle, which will restrict the amount of salt water that goes into that system. And we're extremely thankful to you. Would you like to go down, Coach?
I
I think you stole our thunder, Judge. You pretty much said everything we had to say about this project.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's good for you. Good for us. You know, the sponsorship for this project by Jefferson County is very important to the state. It's important to the county. And the original emphasis of this project was to protect that bridge at 87 by the county. They came to us and said, well, we have some other issues. And it's taken us years of coordination and work to get to this point. We're here. We're very pleased to be here. We're very pleased to have the partners we have in Jefferson County and in our industrial neighbors and neighboring landowners. And we're fortunate to be that. You know, this $1.25 million represents somewhere probably at the end of this project, maybe a third to 25% of the funding for the project to be used as a match grant and grant match. And we're very fortunate to be here today to receive these dollars. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, and thank you to both Sempra Energy and the Golden Path LNG. You've been valuable members of the community. We appreciate the cooperative spirit you've shown in working with local governments all around Jefferson County.
Right, and I want to say, Judge, Court, I want to thank Golden Pass, Tom. I know you received an award, but I mean, people don't know how much you've done in that area for us, Bean Pass, which is in my precinct, so I really appreciate it. And Sempra and Keaton Lathan Fisheries and Texas Parks and Wildlife, we've been working together on trying to restore the marsh. Mr. Sutherland, I appreciate everything y'all do. Every time they dredge that LNG facility, they are restoring that marsh. I learned since I've been on this job how important the marsh can be to tidal surge and different things. And I don't think a lot of people understand and appreciate what y'all do for us over in that area. Thank you.
Next, and this isn't on the agenda, but I'd like to invite Mr. Sam Bethea with Entergy to stand up and tell us that you will recall that a couple of months ago, the court entered into a contract for during periods of peak energy usage, if we could switch over to our generator. And I think we've had to do that for about 2 hours. And under that program, which I still do not understand how it works, he brought us something today.
Well, it's sort of like magic, Judge. That's all I can say. The check obviously is not as big as the one you just got, but I do have a check for over $41,000, which is to reward you for your patience in putting up with us and explaining our energy management program to y'all. And for about 2 hours of running time, on your generator, we signed you up, and we knew that in case of an emergency that we had at least a megawatt of power that we could rely on down here at the courthouse if we had some type of system emergency where we had to call on y'all to get off of commercial power and go on your generator. And as a result of that, signing up and the county attorney putting up with our paperwork and figuring it all out, and y'all putting up with me and Terry Swan, I do have a check for $41,000 I'd like to give to y'all. And of course, if we do this again next year, it was a little successful. But if we do it again next year, y'all will be my first time.
Well,
I do appreciate
we
it.
Thank you. And I would tell you that $20,500 per hour, you just run it all you want. Next, two other items under Commissioner's Court, which I'd like to take out of order. One item under Commissioner's Court and one item under Airport. Under Commissioner's Court, item G is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Cynthia J. Johnson for 17 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Public Health Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously, and I'll ask Commissioner Alford if he wouldn't mind reading that resolution. Would Ms. Johnson, would you like to come up to the podium? She's not here.
She's not
Judge,
here.
She's not here. But Doc, we'll have you come up.
It's a resolution. It says, be it remembered, at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 31st day of October, 2011, on a motion made by Commissioner Alfred, Precinct 4, and seconded by Commissioner Senegal, Precinct 3, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Cindy J. Johnson has devoted 17 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Cindy J. Johnson has dedicated her talents and services as a social worker supervisor for the Jefferson County Public Health Department, and whereas Cindy J. Johnson has pledged her services to those persons who are in need of medical and financial assistance in Jefferson County, and whereas Cindy J. Johnson is highly respected by her various community resource agencies in Jefferson County, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Cindy J. Johnson has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Public Health Department, Ms. Cindy J. Johnson is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as the governing body for Jefferson County, does hereby honor and commend Ms. Cindy J. Johnson for her dedicated services as an employee of Jefferson County and wish her well in her retirement. Signed this day, 31st day of October 2003, by the Honorable Jeff Brannan, County Judge, Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1, Commissioner Brent Weaver, Precinct 2, Commissioner Michael Senegal, Precinct 3, Commissioner Bo Alford, Precinct 4. Judge, I would say this. Cindy has been a beacon of light for our health and welfare department. She has blood, sweat, and tears, like each of our staff members there. I've received write-ups from people and phone calls to tell how, and it's not just her, how the staff has put everything in keeping those people feeling like they have some dignity because they may have felt on hard times. We hope the good Lord be with her and bless her in her retirement. Thank you, and staff, please let her know.
Yes, also, Judge, I'd like to say that when I took over this seat 3 years ago, I was blessed to be the assistant liaison to health and welfare. And I want to say I had a conversation with Dr. Walks last week, and he called me, and I think he was huffing and puffing about a patient that kind of criticized the nurses and people over there. I knew the lady that did the complaining. I know her well. But I told Dr. Walks he never would have to defend his staff with me. I go on the front line of saying that staff at both health and welfare offices are some of the best nurses practitioners, secretary, receptionists in any county in the 254 counties in the state of Texas. So Dr. Walks, you never have to defend them through me, because I'll be the first to defend. And if they wasn't doing their job, I'd be the first to criticize. So Cindy's gonna be missed in her retirement. I think we all need to stop and pause and say a special prayer for her. She's gravely ill and she's missed already. She's been out, since I've been here, people have retired, and they stood there with smiles leaving. I hate that she's not here, but there's things that's more serious, and I hope that everyone pray for her right now. Thank you.
Judge and court, I wanted to say a few words on behalf of Cindy. Cindy Johnson graduated from Lamar University in 1980 with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. She came to work for the county from 1980 to 86 in the probation department. Then she worked for the city of Port Arthur from 87 to 93. She went to University of Texas in Arlington for a brief period and got a certification in social work. In February of 94, she was hired on by the health department to work as a social worker, and she became the social work supervisor in 2007. Cindy is well thought of by her staff and by the administration. She is very resourceful and she thinks out of the box. She has been instrumental in saving Jefferson County a lot of money because of her resourcefulness. I'm aware that Cindy found a federal program which some of our patients could get onto and be off our program altogether. And since Cindy found that program, we have been able to get a lot of people off our program. And it was her initiative that that was possible. She's bright and thorough. Her data is always neatly arranged in graphs or in columns. But she's also funny and has a good sense of humor. Cindy is retiring because of illness after 23 plus years working for Jefferson County. Her hearts are heavy as we see her go. Our prayers go with her incessantly. Our hopes are for a miracle. Thank you.
Dr. Marks, we have a flag and a retirement certificate that we'd like you to give to her, if you don't mind.
Also, Judge, would the staff from Public Health please stand? Thank y'all. We
thank
love
you
y'all
for being here today and for supporting her.
And we will be praying. Thank you.
Under County Airport, item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Gina Scroggs for over 29 years of dedicated service to Jack Brooks Regional Airport and wishing her well in her retirement. And I understand that there is a proxy that's here today on Gina's behalf.
Dee, you want to come on up? And Jennifer. Judge, Commissioners, Gina is not here today, but but we have a couple of individuals here that are going to accept her resolution. No, at the mic, right here. So I'd like to read this resolution from the court. Whereas Gina Scroggs began her career in 1982 with Jefferson County Airport as secretary after attending Lamar University, where she studied office administration. And whereas Gina Scroggs has served with distinction for over 29 years, serving under four separate airport managers, providing administrative support and performing essential airport functions such as employee payroll and record keeping, receiving and depositing of airport revenues, coordination of employee training trips and travel, maintaining airport statistical data and regulatory documents, and collecting and preserving records of the airport's history And whereas Gina Scroggs has consistently demonstrated great care and consideration for others and has gone out of her way to assist employees, the tenants, customers, and the public with a positive and cheerful attitude, and has received many letters of thanks and appreciation recognizing her in this regard. And whereas Gina Scroggs has given a lifetime of service to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport and has been a valuable asset to the airport for over 29 years and has now decided to retire to enjoy her grandchildren and other hobbies. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby honor and commend Gina Scroggs for her dedicated service as a valuable employee to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Judge, commissioners, she's another one of those employees that served this county proudly for so many years. There's a lot of experience that will leave with her upon retiring, especially after serving under four airport managers. We're fortunate that Ms. Hogan Camp has been able to visit with her over this time, transition time of her coming on board, to gain some of that knowledge and experience from the airport, and she'll be greatly missed and very much appreciated for the over 29 years of service that she gave this airport. So Dee Ogden is here, a close friend of hers and co-worker out there at the airport, and Dee's been here, I think, 34 years. So she's another one of those that shows an example of our employees, how close they are, working together. It's a real true family, so Gina will be missed. Ms. Hogan Camp, you got a couple of comments?
Thank you, Commissioner. I just want to say that we will miss Gina. I unfortunately haven't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time working with her. Been here 2 months now, and as some of you know, and unfortunately we kind of have a theme here today, she's been suffering some medical difficulties as well, which has kind of been the reason for her to decide to go ahead and retire. And so we will have her in our prayers, and of course her time with the county and all of those years at the airport certainly is going to be something that we're going to miss. You can't trade that kind of time and experience for anything. So we're going to miss her, and like I said, being new here, I haven't been able to get to know her very well, but in the time that I have gotten to spend with her and know her, I can tell that she's going to be greatly missed by the employees there at the airport, and we wish her well, and like I said, she'll be in our prayers. And I'm going to let Dee say a few words. Like you said, Commissioner, she's also been at the airport even longer, and she's also, I know, a close friend of Gina's.
Yeah, on Gina's behalf, she wanted to be here this afternoon, but she had an appointment in Houston, and she wanted me to thank all of you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to come get her flag and her certificate, and then we'll get her resolution framed and get that down there. Thank you. All righty. Now we'll move back to items under purchasing on the front of the agenda.
So moved.
Second. Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're tabling B. That's okay.
We need some clarification.
Okay.
Okay. Item A is to receive and file bids for IFB 11054 term contract for snack and drink vending for Jefferson County. Item B will be tabled. Item C is to award invitation to bid on the IFB 11-052 KJS for the Boondocks Neighborhood Waterline Access to Williamson Construction, the amount of $971,415, and that is a TDRA, now GLO, disaster-funded project. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to the Ford Park Roof Project to Liquitec to raise an expansion joint on the exhibit hall roof due to existing conditions being different than on record drawings in the amount of $4,771.95. This brings the contract total to $1,443,491.95, and that is well within the TDRA disaster funding allocation of $1,736,000+. Item E is to approve renewal of the invitation to bid for the term contract for crushed slag and asphalt products for Jefferson County with Martin Asphalt Company for the period of November 2nd, 2011 to November 1st, 2012. There have been some price increases due to vendors' increased costs. Item F is to approve renewal of invitation to bid for the term contract for crushed slag and asphalt products for Jefferson County with Cat Excavation and Construction, Inc. for the period November 2nd, 2011 to November 1st, 2012. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Garver LLC for conceptual airfield design for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in an amount not to exceed $211,000, and that's 95% funded through the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant number 28, 5% by county funds. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Garver for the LLC for the runway safety area survey and pavement evaluation for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in an amount not to exceed $57,600, and that again is a 95% airport improvement project grant funded project. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Garver LLC for a photographic survey, topographic survey, and analysis for FAA to develop instrument approach procedures for runways as identified in the airfield geometric study for the Jack Brooks Airport in an amount not to exceed $175,500. And again, that's 95% funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project grant funding and 5% by county budgeted funds. Item J is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal contract for 2011-2012 printer maintenance for Jefferson County with Sirius for the period of November 19, 2011 and November 18, 2012 in the amount of $23,354 in accordance with TexMass contract 470080. Item K is to consider and possibly approve interdepartmental transfer of a 2006 Ford Explorer from emergency management to narcotics as authorized by local government code 262.011J. And by addendum, item L is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Harns Auction, Inc. And that auction is scheduled for Saturday, November 5th, 2011 at 9 o'clock a.m. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second. We've moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
I have
Is there any discussion?
Just a question. Deb, on this Garver, is there an amount that we will be spending with them? Because last time I asked, was it too much? But is there an amount we will be spending, to do you know?
Just to add a little bit to that, Commissioner, just for the court's information, I've asked Ms. Hogenkamp to put together some information on some of our local firms that are involved right now with Garver and some of the FAA guidelines that we have to follow when working with an engineering firm. Ms. Hogenkamp, could you go over that information, please?
Also, I would note that when we went out for the RFQ in 2009, it was late 2009, and we gave the
award in middle of 2010, and it was noted in the RFQ it was going to be for approximately a five-year period of projects, capital projects. These three items here on the agenda today for the three contracts, 55% of those 55% of those three combined contracts are being subbed out to other firms, two of which is a local firm, Schomburg and Polk and Arsenault and Gates. And there's another firm that's going to be subbing out probably to Arsenault and Gates another portion. So there's a pretty significant amount of local participation in these contracts as well.
You know, Deb, you know where I'm going. It's local. I love this scene. You know, you buy local, use local labor, use minorities. And I'm not hearing any minority participation, and that's where I'm kind of concerned. We spend quite a bit of money, and we need to make sure that the pie is round and everybody get a piece.
And I don't disagree with you, Commissioner. It's just that when it comes to FAA projects, there are so few engineering firms that have the expertise necessary to perform the type of, they can use local groups to do some of the survey work and some of the photographic work and so forth. But when it comes to runway geometrics, there's just a few firms that are involved in designing those to FAA requirements. And normally, you know, our local firms don't have that expertise in that those esoteric areas. So,
right. And one thing I've always, I know I love local, but I like to spread it around the local. One of the calls, and I don't know if this is what Commissioner Affleck is referring to, is a local minority contractor that's capable of doing this, I believe, Judge. He did call me, and he was under the impression that locals were not getting participation, so I'm glad to hear that locals are getting participation. As I've always said, I don't mind local, but let's not beat up on the same local all the time. Let's spread it around with the capabilities being the number one goal. Now, one thing I didn't understand, Garber has the contract on the RFQ, right? Do we have any control over the pricing? I'm saying, I know you say we can't tell them. I mean, how do we make sure, you know, if there's no competitiveness there, how do we make sure what we're getting?
Yes, sir, Commissioner. What they, of course, went through the RFQ process, and it's qualification-based. We have five firms respond, and they were selected based on qualifications, and then they negotiated the fees based at once they selected a firm. So they successfully negotiated fees. I was not involved in that process, but that was before I was here, but that was negotiated through a process.
This is a contract that the court approved in 2010.
Right, overall contract, but you said in each job there's a
difference.
Each project.
Mm-hmm. Also, I would note as we go forward with the actual construction and other elements of these projects, we are in the program that's required by the federal government, the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise DBE program. So we will be looking for firms that can do work that would help us meet our DBE goals.
Yeah, not, I don't want to beat up on Mr. Lorraine or Mr. LaBiche, but the architects and engineers have been successful for a number of years in Austin in prohibiting the legislature from allowing local governments to bid these items competitively. So you can give your trade organizations a pat on the back.
Well, Judge, if I may, I think we have somebody here from Garber. Would you like to say just a couple of things in regards to some of the comments?
Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. My name is Tom Dyson. I'm a project manager with Garber. I'm here at the request of the airport manager, Jennifer, and glad to be here with the court this morning. And we are, as a firm, very appreciative of the work that Jefferson County selected us to perform. It is a professional services agreement. We work with the airport through a negotiation on each contract task. There are hurdles that also have to be, or checks that are performed with an independent fee estimate. The airport goes out and commissions another engineer to check our fee to make sure that it is reasonable. So those components of the fee portion of it are well taken care of, and we see a lot of contracts being needed the way the FAA puts together their procedures in terms of embarking in what we're going to do, which is to change the airfield out there at the airport. As you know, it's an unsafe runway intersection that we have now, and we want to fix that. So the airport selected us to perform that task. We are working with the local subs. We have already been working with them. We will continue to work with them, and we welcome opportunities to work with other local firms, especially to meet this DBE goal in performing the future project. So if you have any other questions.
Don't say that our runway is unsafe. It's not
exactly
optimally designed for existing circumstances.
Well, a lot of the efforts that we're trying to make right now is we're trying to get away from these intersecting runways, and the FAA is really pushing that real hard to get away from that. So that's one of the things that we're working on, amongst other things. But really appreciate your cooperation and working with some of our local firms and subbing that out. Look forward to working with you. I know that Garber is in very good standing with the FAA. They've done some big, big projects with big, big airports. So we're lucky to have them.
Thank you very much, Commissioners. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor on those items, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to items under County Commissioner, we can table item A. We currently have a burn ban in place, and we are going to leave that in place until we get further precipitation or some change in circumstances. And I'll come back to item B. Item C is to consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute an intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 regarding the construction of the Needmore Road Bridge. This bridge is part of the Needmore Diversion Channel project. Item D is to receive and file an intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County DD6, same as item C. Item E is to receive and file an executed nomination order between 1OK Energy Marketing Company and Jefferson County for the purchase of natural gas. Item H is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County, the Regional Planning Commission, and Blackboard Connect regarding the mass notification system utilized by Jefferson County. A draft of this agreement was approved on October 24th, but the final contract was not approved by the legal department until after that. Item I is to discuss and authorize Bailey Architects to update the Courthouse Preservation Master Plan with the, well, we'll take that one separately. So on items C, D, E, and H, do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion?
Alford. Real quick, Mr. Jackson, on that interlocal agreement, you were fine with the wording and everything, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Good. Y'all were the experts. They were asking me, and I said, I'm
all right. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. On item B, the item is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes in the election of the Board of Directors of the Jefferson County Appraisal District. After further discussion with Mr. Bieber, we are only allowed to go by the slate of candidates presented. And as in the past, we've normally voted all 853 votes for our county representative, now retired representative, Miriam Johnson. So do I have a motion to that effect? Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, Mr. LaBiche, if you'd like to come forward, we're going to discuss item I is to discuss and authorize Bailey Architects to update the Courthouse Preservation Master Plan with the Texas Historical Commission to incorporate a new concept for link between the 1930 courthouse and 1980 annex at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on that item? Mm-hmm. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Yes.
Well, I think we're
having a
discussion.
Is Mr. LaBiche, let me make sure that I am correct that in updating the courthouse preservation master plan with the Texas Historical Commission, that this is not going to obligate the county in any shape, form, or fashion to go forward either with a application for a or to not obligate the county to go through with the construction of the alternate unless and until we apply out for and are granted and accept funding from THC for the construction. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. The the reason that we need to update the master plan is because we've been losing about 24 points in the grading system as to moving up the scale to be the group or the courthouse that is first considered for funding in the historic preservation program with Texas Historical Commission. So we have been successful in negotiating with them a connector or a new connector link between the old courthouse and the new courthouse that that they feel will follow their newest guidelines and make those 12 points available to us in the event that the court decides that they want to apply for the next grant, which would be for plans and specifications, to have the plans and specifications finished for the entire rest of the project, which is about $16 million, a little short of $16 million in round numbers. Until we update the master plan, we're not eligible for the new points. So we come today to you to say, here's a chance for us to get the points. You all will have to decide if you want to make the next step, which would be an obligation for, I think it's 25% or 20% of the architectural engineering fees that it would take to put together the construction documents for all the rest of the work on the courthouse.
Which is approximately $250,000. Mr. LaBiche, let me ask you a question. The original plans in 80 is the master plan that we've been going by, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that was approved by the Texas
Historical Commission, yes,
right.
Sir.
They wouldn't give us the 24 points on a plan they approved, right?
That's correct.
Okay, now you negotiated a different plan. Have this group of architects and designers really looked at the building out there? If we tear that section out, what type of cost it will be to the county to correct for the to get the grant? How much it will cost us compared to the $6 million?
Yes, sir. At this point, since we're not hired, you've not hired us to do an extensive study of it, our best estimate on that is that it would cost about $1 million to take off the existing connector and build the new connector. And at this point in time, it's using our historical data, our experience on trying to inform you what that cost is. So, yes, sir, to get the $6 million and to update the master plan, it costs us about $1 million, a little bit more than $1 million, to take off the existing connector and build a new connector.
So if we update the master plan, and I've done my share of crying to Texas Historical Commission and everybody else in the past about the change in their approval of that, those connectors in 1980 versus their position today, and it doesn't seem to have done any good. But to change the master plan, it's going to be free of charge.
That's correct.
You'll have to come back to the court in order for us to make an application for grant funding to update the plans and specs. Is that correct?
That's correct. The court would have to say that they want to make application for the next round of funding.
And the updated master plan will give us an additional 24 points that will make us much more competitive in the process.
Yes, sir. And also realize that the next round will be in the next, after the next
legislative
section.
Biennium. Yeah.
Right. so it would allow the court some time to think about it if there's money available to put be put aside for some of these things to be able to plan for that in the future.
Mr. One other question that I think is real critical here. We're not guaranteed to get the grant, number one. Number two, will we have access as a county to both plans, the both updated plans, the plan you did in 80, which is the one that we presently go by, and the one that you will do free that you presently negotiated with THC? Will we have the county own both of those plans?
Let me point of correction, Commissioner, just for the record. The master plan that we're currently working under was adopted in 2006.
Six, yes, sir.
Yeah, so there was no 1980 plan other than the building specs
right.
of that connector. So the master plan that we hired Bailey Architects to provide us was based on information that they put together for 2006 going forward. So just point.
So it was basically the information in this book that I have here.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay. So we don't have a plan to a degree with the specifications and everything we did in 80. Do we have that or not?
No, sir. At each time that you make renovations to a historical courthouse, you make application to the Texas Historical Commission for approval of what you're going to do. In 1980, they did just that. They said, well, we're going to do this new addition. This is the connector. This is how we're going to do it. They sent it to the Texas Historical Commission, and the Historical Commission blessed it before they did the work. So in 2006, as Commissioner Arnold said, we wrote a master plan, which you did not have until that time. You did not have a historical master plan according to the rules of the Texas Historical Commission. So the one in 2006 is the very first one. So this is just a modification having to do with the connector. All the things with the existing building remain the same.
But you do have the plans and the whole thing that I have here with the breezeway walkaway across. Now, one other question, and that is, if we give you permission to do a new plan, after we do that and you decide to put the section on the back, are we obligated to fulfill that plan's responsibilities from Texas Historical Commission be bestowed on this court?
You will be, if you decide to move forward with the project and to submit for funding, yes, sir. The master plan will govern what we can do with the courthouse.
And that would be roughly $16 million, correct?
Yes, sir.
And we would basically get $6 million from them. No, well, that's a potential $6
million.
Right.
Eligible.
Yes.
So we're still looking at $16 million.
I think we're looking at about $9.5 million.
Right, because you get credit. You have spent, the county has spent money on the work that we're doing now.
Correct.
That is our matching part of the grant, or that is a portion of the matching part of the grant. So that counts to our matching part. So like, Judge, like you said, it's...
If we ultimately determine, it's not a question, if we ultimately determine that we want to go the route of the grant and we are successful in obtaining the $6 million grant, that means that we have to come out of taxpayer funding for over some period of budget years for the other $9.5 million. The question is, what if ultimately we don't get the grant and we have to use all budgeted funds for the project over however many years? Is this going to restrict us in our ability to perform the courthouse restoration under THC guidelines?
No, sir. The master plan actually helps us on everything that we do in the future on the courthouse. As long as we follow the direction of the master plan, then it can be done in bits and pieces over a longer period of time.
Okay.
And as you said, there's
I didn't make myself clear. I misspoke. I left out one critical. If we decide that we want to
do it all out of budgeted funds over a period of years, yet decide that we do not want to use that alternate connector and want to keep our current connector, will we be able to do that?
Yes, sir, you'd be able to do it. It's just in the future, if you ask for funds, you won't ever get those 24 points. In fact, it can be in the master plan, and you just decide that you don't want to do it also.
Okay.
But it counts, you know, it counts against you until you do it.
And as I understand our action item during this meeting, it's not binding us to anything, and it's costing us nothing.
That's correct.
And we got to have a master plan before we can even move forward on anything. So that'd be my two key points. So for that, I call for the question.
Okay. Well, any further questions?
One more comment. Mr. LaBeach, just in your past experience, for us, that money on taking the disconnect, the connector, is there possibly any stabilization problems we run into in the new facilities and the old facility? I know it's always possible because things settle. Once you remove that connector, is there any possibility that could escalate the cost for us trying to stabilize the old courthouse and the new section?
As far as we know right now, and in our master plan report, I believe there's no report that we currently have any types of problems. When the new portion of the courthouse was added, there's some expansion joints between the new and the old that separate those foundations and those foundation things right now, but I wouldn't anticipate any, no sir.
And the reason I ask that, because we're dealing with that the elevator shafts and different things, so when you start disconnecting, you are getting into a stabilization. That's why I was asking.
Yes, sir. I would believe, though, that the existing plans structurally sound for the elevator without the connector.
I have one last thing, Judge, and it was basically your last question. I'm reluctant to remove that, and I make no bones about it. I'm reluctant because the same individual group that we got permission to put it up by is now punishing us after we put it up. I'm reluctant on that. Two, my reluctance is the plan where you got glass in the back to cross, and the Port of Beaumont is putting the rail right the spur on turn right there, and I'm reluctant because of the shimmering and shake that could occur as I talk to some engineering and architect friends. I'm reluctant, but because we have the options, as I understand the question the judge asked, we have the options to make the decision or let the taxpayers make the decision for us, what they feel comfortable with. I will go with you doing us a free plan. I don't have a problem from that standpoint, but my reluctance, I want to make sure it's well documented and on the table.
Okay. Anything else? Well, Adam, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Next, we'll move on to County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2012 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for the cost of mailing brochures in the amount of $1,800 from Crushed Stone. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 359684 through 359953. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. Moving on to Engineering Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve accepting Grant Street, 640 feet in length, as recorded in the E.N. Price Subdivision, Volume 4, page 78 of the map records of Jefferson County, into the county road system that's located in Precinct 2, just north of Spurlock Road. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve self-insuring for surety bond on assistant treasurer's deputies and employees in accordance with section 83.008B of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Lastly, under other business, I just wanted to
bring to the attention of the court and the other employees. I received two letters today from the Veterans County Service Officers Association of Texas. Ms. Tracy Little, the president of that organization. The first was to inform us that Hillary Guest has been elected by his peers to serve as the Assistant Regional Director of the Veterans County Service Officer Association of Texas, which was founded in 1947. And she wanted to express her sincere appreciation for the work that Mr. Guest has done on behalf of their organization. And the second letter was also from Ms. Little, and it was a letter informing the court that Mr. Guest has been awarded the honor of Outstanding Service Officer of the Year for the Houston region for 2010. He was nominated by his peers and was felt well-deserving of the prestigious award by all those in the organization. We certainly want to salute Mr. Guest and congratulate him on those accomplishments. I also wanted to note that the Jefferson County Bar Association has organized each year a Veterans Legal Advice Clinic, and it was an outstanding success when they've done it in the past. They are going to do it again, first on November 12th, which is the Saturday after Veterans Day, from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Lamar University's Montaigne Center Cardinal Club Room in Beaumont. They're going to provide basic legal services advice to Southeast Texas veterans and the spouses of deceased veterans. They're going to hold another clinic on February 11, 2012 from 8:30 a.m. till noon in Orange, Texas at a location to be determined. They'll be partnering with local veterans organizations. The clinic is free of charge, and they've asked that we get out the word that those clinics are going to be available and getting the word out to veterans so that they can take part in those if they want. They'll give advice on divorce or custody, child support, bankruptcy, consumer issues, wills and estate planning, landlord tenant, probate and guardianship, employment, housing foreclosure, social security issues, tax issues, and other legal issues.
Judge, we'll make note of that at the veteran ceremony. I just want to say Hillary has done an outstanding job and working with our local veterans. I hear nothing but great comments about him, how engaged he is with them, making stops, going and visiting people, and being out in the community. Just a phenomenal job.
Go with that without a question. He has done a tremendous job for our county, for veterans, and it's good having an employee like that work for the county.
Anything else from any other member of the court? Well,
I'd like to thank again Golden Pass LNG and Semper for that contribution today. That was certainly appreciated, and Parks and Wildlife for their cooperation.
I believe, other than budget hearings, this has been the longest lasting meeting of the year. I think Commissioner Senegal was beginning to think he was back at the court office City Council.
Energy's donation too. We appreciate that, Sam.
Yes, thank you.
Judge,
it's nice to be on the receiving end and not always be dishing out.
Mr. Rayo?
I personally want to thank Golden Pass and Sempra for their participation in this Keith Lake Fish Pass project. We've been working on this project almost 15 years, and it looks like it's going to come to fruition. But I also want to personally thank Mr. Jim Sutherland, Parks and Wildlife. He has dedicated so many hours to this project, it's unbelievable. And we certainly appreciate his efforts.
I can tell how hard he worked on it. Look, he turned his hair white.
Yeah. And his mom keeps him on his toes.
All right, well, thank all of you for coming to the Commissioner's Court meeting today. We are adjourned.